consider to retire and wondering where he was going to do what he's done in the back end of the year in the playoffs?
What he's done has been phenomenal. I mean, beyond phenomenal. It's hard to put into words just how hard it is to do what he's done. Just look at history. It just has not been done too many times. It's been done a few times, and there's always similar ingredients.
So why has he been able to do that?
Well, the similar ingredients are a good team around him, But the other similar ingredient, I think, is the talent and the character and the belief that he has not only in his teammates but in himself to get the job done. You know, just feeling like wanting to get as many weapons as we could. We wanted to get the ball down the field. We knew we wanted to, you know, going into this season, kind of our DNA wanted to be, you know, we knew we wanted to be able to run the ball effectively, you know, be a top five rushing team in the NFL. And we accomplished that. But we think a lot of times what comes with that is play action, vertical pass game oftentimes complements a good run game. And so we really had a strong belief that we had one of the very best offensive lines in the game. We really felt like that was going to be a big strength of our team. That has borne itself out to be true. And we've had a great running game. But we had to build around that. We got the quarterback that we wanted. And then you build some weapons that can get down the field. So that was the goal.
How have you seen teams defend you guys differently once you got Torrey, you got Alshon, and Aguilar kind of move full time in the slot?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting. I mean, most teams, I always think it's going to be most teams have their own what we call DNA. They're going to do what they do best. And, just like for us as an offense, and they're going to slightly alter how they're going to deal with Alshon or Nelson or Torrey, you know, taking those guys away, or Zach Ertz. But what we find is it's what we think is our strength is we're like the analogy that we've used is we're like a basketball team that doesn't have a 30-point scorer, but we got five guys who can beat you and five guys who can win the game. So, and they can all score. And that's what we've done all year. That's been our formula, and we need to ride that all the way to the end. Well, I think that when we talk about the spirit of the game, it's been especially rewarding this year seeing the players on our team. We have a very strong contingent of players who, not only the spirit, there's a great spirit being in football. There's a lot of passion and enthusiasm. But the film that I was involved, Spirit of the Game, was talking more about your relationship with Christ and how that impacts how you play on the field. And so for me to be a part of that now, even as a coach, and see how it continues to influence and see the young players who, and in particular on our team, we have a very strong core of players who really help lead our team by the way they play, by the way they love and support each other, and just their work ethic day after day and their belief in one another, it's pretty dynamic.
Frank, what's the feeling, or what do you see between a team that is looking for their first Super Bowl win as a team of organization, and the difference that you live maybe with the company?
I mean, I think, you know, in this game, the goal is always, right, to hold that Lombardi trophy. And, you know, everyone's talks about the ring, the trophy. Those are all great rewards for winning the game. But my experience tells me is that the thing that pulls it all together is just being able to look at your buddy, to do it for the guy next to you, the love and respect that you have in that locker room. And when you're trying to climb that mountain and get there for the first time, you know, and for our city, for the city of Philadelphia, you know, a great sports city, for our organization to win this game would be huge. And just that camaraderie that we and the special chemistry that we've had this year, I think that's what it's been all about. Well, obviously, it's been working quite well for us. I mean, we're Philadelphia. We're city of Rocky. All right, Rocky was always the under. I mean, it's the perfect role for us. I was even thinking it was a little bit like, you know, Rocky IV. You know, like I don't know, maybe the other side's Drago. You know, and I will crush you or whatever it is. You know,
they're ruining you here, so it actually worked out well.
That's the goal. That is the goal right there. right? You know, yeah, it was class. But that is that's what we do, and I think our players have embraced that. It suits us well. Hey, go Buffalo!
Thank you, Coach.
Coach, what have you seen out of Carson the last 6 weeks? How has he handled not playing?
I think he's handled it like the pro and the class act that he is. You know, you go going from when the injury first happens. I mean, there was a very real sense of, you know, it was a crushing blow, not only to him, but really to the whole city. And really the league, in a sense, you know, when one of your star players of the league gets in, you know, you hate that. Whenever you're looking around, even as coaches, you see guys from another team get a season-ending injury, and you know what that means, and you hate it for that player. But I've just seen him kind of bounce back from his surgery, be in there with the quarterbacks every day, you know, as much as he can be, just watching tape with them and just talking through stuff. Those guys are very close. And then just seeing, to me, this has been the icing on the cake, just seeing his love and support of Nick and celebrating Nick's success as he's kind of taken over this team to take us to this point.